This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. Bo Bewley is a cattleman from Knox County. He's the president of the Knox County Cattle Producers, and he has a great start in the business. He talked to us about the history behind his farm near Yates City.
Both grandpas on each side of my family farmed. My grandpa, my dad's dad, farmed on down by Glassford. He farmed about 700 acres, and he moved up to Yates City in 1973 and retired. My grandfather on my mother's side, I think, that farm is three or four generations deep there, livestock and cattle. They fed out a lot of cattle back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I kind of fell into it naturally, farming. The cattle part's something I really like. Row crop farming, it's there.
I notice your hat says Musgrave Angus. We've been there over in Pike County. Talk about your connection there.
A lot of our seed stock is sourced from Musgrave Angus down in Pike County. They're friends of ours. We get a lot of our bulls from there, a few replacement females. They have top quality genetics, and that's what we're looking for in our animals to market.
So how did you go from, you know, that early family history growing up to where you are today? Fill in those gaps for us.
Well, when I was little, my grandpa on my dad's side had retired before I was born. So I watched my grandfather on my mother's side. Our house was right across the road from the feedlot where they raised cattle and where they farm. So a lot of times when they were shipping cattle in or out, our living room carpet was set up the same way. I did a lot of carpet farming, wore a lot of knees out on pants as a kid. Then we got involved in 4-H as a young child. My mom was one of the leaders of the 4-H club. We originally started out with chickens, sheep, and rabbits. And then I got into hogs, and then probably in 7th or 8th grade I started my own cattle herd, and I've grown since then. I had two when I started, and now I have roughly, we run about 120 during the summer, 120 cows. FFA, a lot of with SAEs and FFA, diversified crop, diversified livestock. Back then it was called livestock entrepreneur, where you worked on a farm. My mom worked on a farm and did the hog unit there, and I worked for a guy in high school outside of Yates City, Lewis Rogers, and he had cattle, hogs, and crops. So I was pretty well diversified. Then through college, I studied all agriculture down at Western, graduated with a degree. I worked on a farm outside of Abington for a while, and then here in the last 10 years, I've really grown my operation. I have one full-time hired man, as I also work construction during the daytime. We farm, work construction, and in my spare time, I go down and help Rudy Corman, the veterinarian out of Roseville, at the Fairview Sale Barn. So it's never a dull moment.
So I was going to ask you, back to those early days, 7th and 8th grade, that's pretty young to start your own herd. We often talk about freedom and responsibility, so somebody gave you those opportunities, maybe those specific learning opportunities that you had back then.
Yeah, I learned a lot from both sets of grandparents and my parents, of course. They were both raised on livestock farms. But when I was we moved to town in 1983, and I started mowing yards in 1985. So I saved all the money from yard mowing to buy livestock. And we had a big herd of Cordale sheep at one time. And when my older sisters got out of 4-H, that was enough for the sheep. We were moving on to bigger and better things, so we got into the cattle. And I bought two heifers, like I say, probably 7th or 8th grade, with money from raised from mowing yards in town all summer. So always had a job or two lined up after school or on the weekends, and kept saving money, and that's how we expanded.
Bo Bewley, Knox County cattleman, here on the RFD Livestock Report.